a skillet. Them, did you ever see them kind of things that you'd, in the fire, they'd have three legs on them?
Three legs, sometimes maybe four, I don't know.
Yeah, they called them.
Well, they called some of them Dutch ovens and
spider or creeper, you ever hear that?
Well, you see them around Rice Mart today, people use them. Of course, they don't use them much with their legs on them because they don't have to be on them. They don't fit on top of the electric stoves and such like that anymore.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Harvey, them big old things that you'd have out in the backyard, your mother might boil water in them and
pots?
Yeah.
30-gallon pots and all such as that. Wash pots, what we call wash pots.
Yeah.
Well, Nellie always had one or two of them.
What did they look like? They were big old...
Oh, cut it out. Well, they were just rounded, and they had legs, and then they had two eyes on each side where you could hang them.
Yeah.
And they'd hold anywhere from 20 to 30 gallons of water.
Now, did your wife have a place maybe where she'd grow pretty things for the house?
Grow
all sorts of pretty things for the house?
Well, if she had time, but my wife never has had time to do a lot of those things. It takes time to do all that, you know. And
to have a garden for...
Yeah, a flower garden, one thing or another. It just takes a lot of time. And
now, you go out there and do what? If you wanted something to look good in the house, you'd go out
and gather if there's anything to gather and put don't care flowers.
Put them in a what?
Vase.
Now, you ate with what sort of eating utensils? When you're setting the table, you'd eat with a what?
Fork. And some of the old people, way back there, I never did. But I always is a custom with a lot of the old people. Just use the knife, sort of like the Chinaman does the chopsticks, you know.
Yeah.
They'd have the fork there, but they'd eat with the knife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you stir your coffee with you?
A spoon. Yeah. I have a spoon for that.
Now, after the dinner was over, you had to do what with the dishes?
Well, they piled them up and washed them, you know, took them to the kitchen. And
well, you had to... You got soap on them, and then your wife does what?
Just had a washcloth there and washed them off, you know, and then put them over another and poured boiling water over them and kind of rinse them like.
Yeah.
Of course, nowadays they got the dishwashers to do all that rinsing and scalding.
Yeah. But now you dry, and you used to dry them with a, did you have a kind of a?
Yeah, towel, dish towel.
And, something you use to walk to do your face with, you know, kind of bathe your face with.
A towel, washcloth. Yeah, they had washcloth, and then they have towels. But most of the time I was coming up, only time we'd have a washcloth when we was taking a bath about once or twice a week.
You get your water now from the. You turn on the what?
Turn on the faucet then.
Have you got out in the yard? Have you got a kind of a place where you can get water?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a faucet right there.
Yeah. Back in the old days when they used to maybe bring, when you worked out in the field and they brought water out on a car to you or in a wagon, you know.
And that was in my association or whatever you want to speak about, we always carried a jug. A bucket of water, and had somebody when you give out, somebody would go to the house and get another bucket.
That jug would have a...
Well, sometimes it'd have a stop in, sometimes it wouldn't, didn't necessarily have to. And maybe they'd go to the creek if it was close to a running stream. Go there and get water.
What would that stop be made out of? It'd be made out of...